With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds of police officers involved in the search for a person of interest in deadly mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. At least 16 deaths have been reported, and people in Lewiston and Lisbon being urged to shelter in place.
Police say the man opened fire at a bar and grill and a bowling alley in Lewiston Wednesday evening, and he's still on the loose. Michael Sawchuk is commissioner of the Maine Department of Public Safety. He appeared at a news conference carried by WMTW.
Police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however.
A police intelligence bulletin says Card was trained as a firearms instructor at a U.S. Army Reserve training facility in Saco, Maine, and had been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks in the summer. I'm Donna Warner.
After electing Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson as Speaker, the House promptly passed a resolution of support for Israel in its war with Hamas, and Israeli troops conducted a raid into northern Gaza overnight. Israel says it's part of paving the way for an all-out ground assault on Hamas in Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, the auto workers' strike against Ford could be nearing its end. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says the union has a tentative contract with Ford.
We told Ford to pony up, and they did. We won things nobody thought was possible. Since the strike began, Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
That deal has yet to be ratified by the rank and file. There is no agreement yet with GM or Stellantis. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 179 points. NASDAQ futures off 163. This is SRN News. New poll reveals what American teens believe about God and the Bible.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only one in four teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas county near New Mexico is banned helping people travel out of state to get an abortion. Lubbock County is now the largest of four Texas counties that have adopted a version of the measure, which would be enforced through lawsuits filed by private citizens. While Texas has passed several pro-life statutes, neighboring New Mexico is trying to establish itself as an abortion destination. This is SRN News. A pro-Palestinian student group at Florida State University has been ordered to disband.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' administration is ordering state universities to ban a pro-Palestinian student organization, Students for Justice in Palestine, from campuses, saying that that group illegally backs Hamas militants. They argue that it is a felony under Florida law to knowingly provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. As retaliatory attacks by Israel on Gaza have intensified, some college students have expressed solidarity with Palestinians, resulting in swift censure from some Jewish academics and even some prospective employers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas death row inmate William Speer faces execution today for the strangulation death of another prisoner more than 26 years ago at a state prison in Northeast Texas. More details, SRNNews.com.